Good morning, and welcome to CAU Now, Lifting Every Voice. I'm WCLK Operations Manager Rob Maynard. This program highlights the ongoing academic goals and achievements of Clark Atlanta University, the largest of the nation's 37 member United Negro College Fund institutions. We're telling the stories of academic excellence and strategic planning happening right now at one of America's great HBCUs. As a beneficiary of the United Negro College Fund's Career Pathways Initiative, Clark Atlanta University offers students an academic program designed to improve graduation rates and improve their chance at success as a graduate student or in their careers. The Career Pathways Initiative helps elevate career success by aligning curriculum and instructional strategies to anticipate and better address shifting local and national workforce trends. We're joined today on CAU Now Lifting Every Voice on WCLK by Dr. Eric Mintz. Mintz is a professor of chemistry in the CAU Research Center for Science and Technology, and he is director of the CAU High Performance Polymers and Composites Center. But in his capacity here this morning is what we're talking to him about. He's also the director of the Clark Atlanta University UNCF Career Pathways Initiative. Thanks for stopping by to talk to us about it this morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Why is this initiative important at an HBCU like Clark Atlanta, and why now?
Well, if we look historically in this country, African Americans have been left behind as the economy has grown over decades now. And youth unemployment, adult unemployment is much higher than the overall population. We do know that HBCUs have been the gateway for many African Americans to move up socioeconomically. But today we really need to look at workforce opportunities. We know that a liberal arts education in terms of the critical thinking skills, communication skills is key to the future workforce. However, employers are also looking for additional job skills that this UNCF initiative is going to bring into the CAU environment.
And the Career Pathways Initiative has several dimensions to it, touching on all aspects of the CAU student experience, from the curricula to career development skills. Could you talk a little bit about the different ways that this initiative is going to affect Clark students?
Okay, this initiative will actually start prior to the students even coming to campus. We'll be letting our future students know about the opportunities at Clark Atlanta. We'll be using predictive analytics to better advise students, get them into the right courses, but also to advise them about career pathways and what kind of things employers are looking for in the future.
When I was in college a long time ago, the extent of academic advising that I recall was kind of limited to which classes I was going to need to graduate and graduate on time. But the Career Pathways Initiative here really places advisement on academics and career advisement kind of at the front of the queue, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And this all fits in with the recent change in our core curriculum, which allows our students more flexibility in their pathway through the university. So a key issue here is going to really be discussing with students, advising students, and letting them know what opportunities are in place as they go through and study their major, and they can do things such as stackable credentials.
And that leads to my additional point here, and that's a term that I've heard a couple of times. We've talked about it on this program before, but I think it bears mentioning again because this is a key part of the Career Pathways Initiative. What are stackable credentials and where do they fit?
Okay, so within a student's curricula, they obviously have a major. Well, the minor they choose can certainly be a stackable credential, but also we can have shorter groups of courses, say 3 or 4 courses and experiences that a student can do during their engagement here at the institution. For example, we're now developing a geographic information system as a stackable credential. And this really allows one to take and look at problems spatially relative to a map. And it has applications in political science, applications in the sciences. Virtually across the entire institution, one can look at that. But also, if you think about a major, say, in fashion design, a stackable credential in entrepreneurship, where you know what to do to start a business, how to keep books, things of this nature. So again, it's going to allow a student during his or her matriculation to study something beyond their major, which they have great passion for, but this is going to better prepare them for either the workplace or to start their own business. And that's where real wealth development occurs. But also many companies today, like Google and Facebook, actually are doing entrepreneurship, where students within the company can actually decide on their own project they want to do. So it's not just for entrepreneurs, it can also be people working in high-tech firms that are developing the next new app or gadget for the future.
Another part of the Career Pathways Initiative is the fact that there's a network out there around this city, around this country, around the world of people who attended Clark Atlanta University that can help the next generation. If we have alumni listening in today, they've got a role to play too, don't they?
Absolutely. And indeed, the First Lady, Mrs. Johnson, is actually working with alumni to develop focus groups of alumni, but also networking groups that our students can meet up with now, learn more about the workplace, also get those connections they're going to need later to get the kind of positions they want in industry or building their own businesses.
And that's really the reason people go to good schools, is they go to good schools not only to be qualified to be productive in the future, but also to be part of a network that allows them, you know, a leg up at the right time in the right place.
Absolutely.
If we've got parents listening today, parents of college-bound children, like me, for example, how will career pathways at CAU pay off for the parents?
Well, I think as they look at their students, they want them to move up socioeconomically. Giving their students the opportunity to become wealthy is obviously good for parents, having the students be independent. So the kind of things that they learn in terms of critical thinking skills, communication skills, adding to those are career pathways and stackable credentials, really put these students in a position to be better prepared for the workplace or for careers than, say, students at schools that don't implement these kind of programs.
The Clark Atlanta University Career Pathways Initiative is supported by the United Negro College Fund and also by the E.I. Lilly Foundation. So there is some serious effort from very interested people nationwide in making sure that this happens locally. And so we will continue to follow the Career Pathways Initiative. We've been talking with Dr. Eric Mintz. Dr. Eric Mintz is a chemistry professor at Clark Atlanta University, but he's also director of the CAU UNCF Career Pathways Initiative. Thanks so much for stopping by to talk about it today.
Thank you.
You've been listening to CAU Now, Lifting Every Voice on WCLK. You can listen to this program again on demand at WCLK.com. More information about programs and opportunities for personal and professional growth at Clark Atlanta University is available at cau.edu. On behalf of our guests today, I'm Rob Maynard. This program is produced by Jazz 91.9 WCLK Atlanta in conjunction with CAU Provost Dr. Peter Wosu. WCLK is a proud licensee of Clark Atlanta University.